The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg, you're a poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Fuck to the yes. Words are indeed my shit. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Chapter 2, verse 25. Is 420 the prequel in a world where 420 has not come yet? Here we are, live on Periscope and Twitter at Stoner Jesus 420. All information on the show, past episodes, sponsor banners, social media links, stonerjesus.net. That's all you have to remember. This re-up for another year, it's really just a link that goes to the Podbean site, but still. I've been promoting the shit out of stonerjesus.net now for over 8 years. I'm not going to stop now. Invest a lot of time in this bullshit. Did I say bullshit? I meant this show. Invest a lot of time in this show. Easter is coming up. A lot of shit going on tonight. We have an interview with Aaron from the WeedTube. You may know theweedtube.com. If you don't, go check it out. A bunch of people got thrown off YouTube last year. As you may remember, the cannabis accounts. They formed the WeedTube, a lot of big cannabis YouTubers, as a place for people to come and share their content. If YouTube wouldn't allow them to share their content. So the WeedTube.com, they've been doing that for a little over a year. We spoke with Aaron last year. We spoke with him again this time a couple days ago. I'll play the interview later. But the launch on 420 of the WeedTube app. That's right, the app. You know apps. You've been on the internet for a while. You've heard of them. Lots of people have them, apparently. That's what I've been told. There's these things called apps. They're squares. You hit them, and it goes places. It's crazy. You're watching me probably on an app right now. That's how amazing it is. In any case, got that coming up tonight. Also, Nipsey Hussle's funeral. Do a little bit from that. It's kind of depressing, but it is a follow-up from what we talked about last time. Also, we can look at a black hole now. Apparently, why that's important, I'm not quite sure yet. But I've been told by very smart people that it is important that we know and have pictures of black holes. So we'll look at them, because they're fucking important. We look at important things. That's what we do here. That's what my show is mainly known for. And we sit here, we ponder important things. Important shit going on. Damn, it's enough of that music. Went on forever. Anyway, other shit we got going on tonight. Well, I'm not going to preview the story that I got coming up in a minute. Because, really, there's no preview necessary. I'm also going to do a guide, talk about some 420 events that are coming up. Not all of them, of course. There's tons of them. There's a couple milestone events, like Cheech and Chong's going to be performing on 420. Shit like that. All of that is coming up. Also, during the breaks, we had a couple retro clips. One, in honor of Game of Thrones coming back for their final season. We have that time that I convinced St. Peter that he was auditioning for Game of Thrones. I also have a St. Peter voicemail. It's labeled Easter Church Hooker. Easter's coming up. I think I remember what it is. I think it's pretty good. We'll find out together, I guess. All of that is coming up, of course. But right now, as promised, there was a... God, did I not upload that fucking video? Wow. Wow. Time out. I did not upload the video that I was going to show you. That pisses me off. Now, I'm live. I could do one of two things. I could skip it, or I could try to download it now onto my video software while I'm streaming live, risking crashing the whole fucking thing. Is it really important that you see this video? I think it is. So stand by. Everybody stand by. If it pauses, if it cuts out, bear with me. I'll be right back as soon as I have the video. I've attempted this before on other shows. It went horribly wrong. It was bad. I'm going to attempt it now. I'm going to take the crawl off there. Maybe it'll help. This is a very delicate operation. I appreciate your all's patience and bearing with me as I try to get this video. This fucking video better be where I put it. It better be where I think it is. I'm going to be pissed. Pissed, son. Pissed. Here we go. Stand by. I'm going to go get the video. If the thing cuts out, I'll be right back, hopefully. If not, we'll start the whole fucking thing over. I got nowhere to be. Here we go. I hope this is worth it. I've built it up so much now, it's probably not going to be. Let's just do it. We're doing it. Okay. Hope I'm still alive. I don't know. I guess I should have been talking in case I was still alive. Oh my God, it's not here. It's not here. I did not fucking download it. Holy shit. Holy shit. Now there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I could get it on my phone and bring it up. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. Fuck this shit. I'm not going to let this defeat me. This is inspiring. If this doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will. The life of Nipsey Hussle? Maybe. He's a very inspiring dude. But what I'm about to do is inspiring. I want to play this video. I've risked shutting down my show. I can't find it. I'm going to find it on my phone. And I'm going to play it for you like that. Because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I will persevere. I will not let this bullshit bring me down. Where I put that goddamn video, I don't know. If I go into my YouTube and I go into my history, I should be able to find it. I'm hoping. Is that it? No. Here we go. Holy shit. Hold on. Ooh. Very.
This will make you very thankful that you don't have smell-o-vision and that it has not been invented just yet. You're wondering what that big blur is there on your screen?
There you go.
Well, on Tuesday morning,
animal waste
across several lanes of a freeway in the town of Sugarland, Texas, which is just southwest of Houston. Several drivers reported seeing a truck with animal parts hanging from it.
There you go.
And the driver did not stop. Now, you'll thank us for blurring this mess for any of you that are eating breakfast this morning. We have
animal
seen
it. Parts hanging from it. That's just all wrong. That's just all wrong.
Well, there you go. See? I've persevered. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. This is guerrilla video casting. I'm playing videos on my phone, into a microphone, into a camera. Trust me, I have other videos. They play on this video software that you're watching me on. It's all very smooth. It makes me look like what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. But clearly I don't. Based on what just happened, I have no idea what I'm doing. But, you got it out there anyway. If you didn't catch that, some trucker dumped chicken to fucking animal waste all over the, carcasses all over the highway and kept going. That's what happened. I know. My mistake was building it up too much. I should have just did it. But, see, that's what the show prep is for. The show prep. People in the chat room, Scar Zapinski, what's up? Nava54, welcome to the show. A clusterfuck so far. Hopefully things pick up. Hopefully things go better for a 420 prequel show. We will be live on 420. I'm always live on 420. When? I don't know. Sometime during the 24-hour period that encompasses 420 Eastern Time in the United States, I will be live right here where you're watching me, and it's going to be awesome. Coming up, we got Nipsey Hussle. If that gets too depressing, I have to move on. I'm sorry. That's also very inspirational and uplifting, but, oh, man, it's rough. Also, we can see a black hole. We know what it looks like. It's very important for some reason, people tell me. I don't know. It's what I hear. Coming up at this break, I have the Easter Church Hooker voicemail from St. Pierre to get you into the Easter spirit also later. Aaron from the Weed Tube. We have my interview with him. Check out theweedtube.com, and on 420, you'll be able to download the Weed Tube app. Watch Weed Tube videos. It'll be awesome on the go. If you're tired of YouTube or your other video service, you're cannabis focused, maybe if you're not cannabis focused, they're branching out to other areas, go check out theweedtube.com. All of that is coming up, and it's awesome. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 25, 420, the prequel. That's right, we're pre-partying for 420, motherfucker. That's also hardcore. I've done many, many hardcore things in this first segment. You have no idea. No idea. We have some idea if you watched, but you don't know the full extent of my hardcoreness. Stoner Jesus Show. Live. Go check out stonerjesus.net for all information on the show. We'll be back. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word. Stoner Jesus to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at NextBardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I haven't left a voicemail in a while. You never answer your fucking phone, dude. So you never answer your fucking phone, I don't feel like calling anymore. Just talking to this goddamn answering machine or whatever it is. Anyway, Jesus, I guess I called because I was kind of bored. I'm standing behind this big cathedral church thing. There's a lot of people here. Somebody told me earlier that it's like Easter today. So I think it's like a big day for you. I really don't remember. You did a lot of shit back then. I really wasn't paying attention. I was on a lot of drugs, but I think Easter was like a pretty big day for you. Anyway, I'm behind this church. A lot of people here. I guess they do like special shit on Easter, like church or whatnot. Anyway, I'm waiting on my pill dealer. It's like this guy sells me like lots of pills. I met him the other night at the bus station, and he's always got like lots of pills. He told me I'm meeting behind this big church, so I've been like standing here for like 20 minutes. There's tons of people. going in the church for like a big Easter Bunny celebration or some shit. Anyway, Jesus, I heard you I had some time to kill here. I looked at like your Twitter the other day, and you were running your mouth about that David Hogg kid, how annoying he is and what a fucking whiner he is. I gotta disagree, Jesus. I think that the David Hogg is a very upstanding citizen who's been through a lot, and he's very charismatic, and I think that's why he's on TV all the time, because he's like charismatic, you know, smart, good-looking kid. But you always hate the things that are cool. That's why you're always bitching at me, because I'm fucking cool. God, I wish this guy would get here soon with my pills. Oh my God, look at this chick. This chick is fucking hot. Holy shit. She's like fucking dressed to the nines. Remember we used to say that, Jesus? The chick was dressed to the nines. Wow, I think she may be a hooker. I may end up using my pill money that I stole earlier from a blind guy who was like playing guitar like in the middle of this city I'm in. I don't forget what city. I mean, anyway, this blind guy was playing guitar, and he had, like, a big hat full of money, so I took his money and his hat. I'm wearing his hat right now. He's blind. I mean, what the fuck's he gonna do about it? Anyway, she's coming closer. Hold on. Hey, baby. Yeah, you. Hey, baby, how much? Yeah. How much?
Fuck you, nigga.
I'm sorry. Shit, Jesus, I don't think she was a hooker. I think she was going... She's going into the church. She's still fucking staring at me. She's pissed. She's looking like she's gonna fucking, like, tell on me or something. I don't think she was a hooker. I think she's just someone going into church, man. She is pissed off. She's giving me, like the evil eye. Which is ironic, because I'm in my church. Is that funny, Jesus? You can use that joke if you want to. Anyway, I think I'm going to get going. Here, Jesus, she looks really pissed off. Like, she's going to go, like, have authorities come over here and tell me to leave. You know, I know that look. So I'm going to get going. I'll talk up with my pill dealer later. Jesus, you suck. And David Hogg is a cool, good little dude. And, man, I wish I had some pills. Wish I had a hooker. Anyway, happy Easter, Jesus. I forget what happened on Easter. It was something between like you and like a bunny and eggs, I think. I don't know. I don't have a Bible on me. It really doesn't matter, Jesus, because it happened to you. It didn't happen to me, so I really don't give a shit. David Hogg is awesome. David Hogg for president. And, I gotta go. There's authorities coming. Oh, there's like fucking mean-looking dudes coming at me. Fuck you, Jesus.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com. Bear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yep. Imagine people just tune in for the first time and they think that's what my voice sounds like. Just go, yep. Now, this is what my voice sounds like. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 25, 420, the prequel. The world where it's not 420 yet. Here we are, live on Periscope and on Twitter at StonerJesus420. All the information on the show can be found at StonerJesus.net, sponsor banners, social media links, and more. Go check that shit out. StonerJesus.net. I'll spend most of my time on Twitter, but there's other social media links. There's Facebook if you want to do that. By the way, if you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Also, if you want to join our hardcore fans group on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Seek and ye shall find, as they say. As promised, we talked about Nipsey Hussle a little bit last episode. It was just after he got shot. By all accounts, from what I can see, and everything I've seen since then solidifies this. I didn't know much about him before, but apparently he was a really inspiring, uplifting dude. And it sucks that he was taken early. Obviously, as it always is when good people were taken early. We're going to play a little bit from the funeral, a little bit of, this clip, I think, I believe from Entertainment Tonight, if memory serves me. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong when I play the video, and you will see how wrong I am. But if I'm right, well, I expect credit for remembering the video I downloaded 45 minutes ago. So, thank you. Very easily entertained, and my ego is easily inflated. There you go. Nipsey Hussle. His funeral was earlier today. Apparently, it was all over BET, and there were some problems because I saw Mary Jane trending on Twitter, and people said that the TV show, something Mary Jane or other, I don't know, I guess the name of it, some of his Mary Jane in the title was playing instead of what was supposed to be playing. I don't know. Here is some of what happened at Nipsey Hussle's funeral.
There were tears, songs, and moving words at the memorial service for Nipsey Hussle. Thousands of mourners crowded into Los Angeles Staples Center to honor the slain rapper and community activist. At the service, Nipsey's partner, Lauren London, and their children gave a tribute to their loved one.
On the night of April 2nd, I had a dream. I was in paradise and I was playing in the ocean water when Aramis popped up right behind me.
Prayers were delivered by...
Look, I don't want to be a dick. It's probably not the time to be a dick. But what are the odds that kid wrote that and experienced that, and that's like his real words? What are the odds that an adult did not write the words that this child just said? Maybe you're saying to yourself, well, that's okay. But is it? Is it? Is that what Nipsey stood for? Or was he about keeping it real? Keeping it 100, if you will? It just bothers me that they might have scripted a speech for that kid at this guy's funeral. I know it doesn't matter if it bothers me, but, you know, we're here, and I'm here, and, you know, it's what occurred to me the first time I heard the kid say that. I mean, somebody should ask him to describe paradise. What do you see? See if you go off script. That's the way I know if someone's been coached. Continuing.
Clergy.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for his life, for his legacy, and for all of the years that will start even today. That will be years of progress because of his work.
Artists, including Anthony Hamilton and Janae Aiko, shared their talents. And British singer Marsha Ambrosius performed Fly Like a Bird to honor the fallen star. Here is that performance in its entirety.
And that is where we will leave it. I'm not going to play that entire song. Obviously, you can find it online. If you saw the funeral, you saw the event take place anyway. Again, you know, all jokes aside, it's, you know, it sucks. It sucks when positive, uplifting people who are actually doing some good in the world get killed. Makes question a lot of things, fairness of the world and whatnot. It is what it is. This next story makes me question the purpose of the story. I don't know. You tell me.
For the first time, we are seeing an image of one of the most mysterious and fascinating corners of the universe. This black hole has 6.5 billion times the mass of our sun. That's so mind-boggling, it's hard to even read. Yeah. It is devouring the insides of a galaxy about 55 million light years away. Mark Strassman is at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., with why it took 8 telescopes to capture this image. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to say it's not fascinating. And by the way, great thing about this story is that all over Twitter when it happened was, well, women tweeting out the picture of this woman who apparently was, you know, did the nuts and bolts of being able to see the black hole and giving her credit because she's a woman and they're women. And, you know, it was a yay women moment. This story, you can see her working on a computer for like a brief couple seconds in the background, but they don't mention her at all. They give all the credit to the dude heading up the science team that took the picture. I don't know, it was funny to me. I'm sure CBS got a lot of letters and whatnot about not being woke enough. That's so far from woke. You can't even see woke from where you are with 8 telescopes. That's right. Full circle.
Good morning. Major milestone for cosmologists. Black holes are the most powerful vacuum in the universe. They inhale everything, even light, for eternity. But as...
Are they the most powerful vacuums in the universe? Or is that your mom? Come on! Nobody? Nothing? All right.
Menacing as they seem, until now, they've been invisible.
Approaching the event horizon.
This scene from Interstellar was thought to be the most realistic movie depiction ever of a black hole.
It's all black. It's all blackness.
Turns out, Hollywood's fantasy was close to reality.
When we saw this come into focus, our jaws dropped.
Astrophysicist Shep Dolman leads an international team of scientists.
There. Pause it right there. Go back a little bit. Hold on.
Dolman leads an...
There's the woman... I think they got all the, that was getting the credit on Twitter, is like right there working on a computer. But there's a bunch of dudes around her and they're giving the credit to this Shep Dolman. I don't know what his name is. I don't care. It's just fucking hilarious to me.
International team of scientists that unveiled this image, a circular silhouette against the glow of superheated matter swirling into its dark abyss. It's a cosmic first, visual proof of the supermassive black hole, nearly 25 billion miles across, almost the size of our solar system, in the center of a nearby galaxy called Messier 87.
I think that this image will be an important part of astronomy going forward for years to come.
We're getting closer and closer to the edge of oblivion. Humbling?
To know that these monsters exist. That is humbling.
Cosmologists believe black holes are born when a colossal object...
Why the black holes gotta be monsters? It seems incredibly racist. These big black monsters out there in the universe. Menacing you. these black holes...
Like a supersized star, dies and collapses in on itself. The result is a bottomless sinkhole where all known laws of physics fall apart. And just like in the movies, their irresistible gravitational pull swallows anything that strays too close. Capturing the historic image was said to be like spotting a donut on the surface of the moon. Scientists had to synchronize 8 radio telescopes on 4 continents. 4 imaging teams on supercomputers needed 2 years to crunch all the data.
It's amazing to me that we can see a supermassive black hole in the heart of a galaxy 55 million light years away. You can't make that up.
Scientists now believe there's a black hole spinning in nearly every galaxy, including ours, and the same team is working on an image of that one, and they could come out with that image very soon. Gail?
All right, Mark Strassman, thank you very much. So interesting how the Hollywood depiction looks so much like what it really is. What are you learning about the person who's behind it, Nora?
So MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Lab tweeted this yesterday, that 3 years ago, an MIT grad student, Katie Bowman, led
there
the creation of this new algorithm that led to this first picture. And so many people are saying this morning, take your seat among history. And of course, she said it was a lot of us that worked together to get this done. But very exciting. Go
effort.
Women in STEM.
All right. You know what? Bowman. They got to her in the last 17 seconds. I'm going to, I'll restore their woke card. And just shoehorn her in there at the very end. Look, I don't know where you go from here. I mean, they don't really say, like, hey, we're going to use this to do, you know, this. But I'm not a space guy. All of it's very cool. And obviously, at some point, we're going to have to, like, you know, check out some other spots to chill. And I look, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, the world's going to end in 12 years. But, you know, eventually, yeah. Eventually, it's going to be uninhabitable. Hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years from now, whenever, we're going to branch out. We're going to stretch our legs a little bit. You know, maybe at some point there's going to be too many of us. And, you know, get to figure out what's going on. Get us some leg room. Some spatial leg room. Now, as promised, Pot Guide 420 event guide from potguide.com. Potguide.com is not a sponsor or anything. They have a very extensive list of events, and that's what I was looking for. And here we are. It's incredible. It's the wonderful thing about the internet. All of these things come together, and, you know, we have a segment. It's a radio segment / videocast segment. They go state by state. It's potguide.com if you want to check it out. The title is 420 Events Guide -2019. There's a lot of stuff going on in Colorado. Maybe things are going to be, you know, downplayed a little bit. I know they had some problems with a celebration in Denver. And there's just tons of these. There's tons of events. I'm not going to go through them all. Obviously, again, podguide.com, 420 events, if you want to check it out. For instance, April 17th in San Francisco, Sex and Cannabis Beginners Workshop with cannabis educator Sarah Payan. Autism and Cannabis in Long Beach on April 17th. You go down a little bit, you get closer to April 20th. Fish is going to be at the Greek Theater in L.A. on 419. Also on 419 in San Francisco, the first annual San Francisco Stoner Comedy Festival. Again, these are all from potguide.com. 420 Music Fest in Auburn, California. Country meets reggae. If you want to check that out. Bunch of other stuff, as I said. You just keep going down. And Fish on 420 is going to be in Berkeley, California, for you Fish fans out there. At the Alcazar Theater in Carpentiera, California. See? I'm good with words and stuff. On Saturday, April 20th, Reefer Madness screening. The classic Reefer Madness. A bunch of other stuff, as I said. Up in Smoke Burlesque, 420 in Los Angeles. Check that out. Also in LA on 420, the Bud Trader Ball in Massachusetts. There's a few things going on. Now let me get to the better ones. Let's see, whoops, go back up a little bit. 420 on 420 at 420 in Amity, Massachusetts. Wind Chimes Resin Bud Necklaces, Bud Not Provided, Clay Projects, and more. Well, that sounds exciting, if that's the thing that you're into. Arizona, some stuff going on. Let me go down. Where's Washington? I had to find Washington. That's where Cheech and Chong are going to be. Damn it. New York, some stuff going on. Just most of this segment is me listing the state and saying, there's some stuff going on. It's not a very comprehensive guide, is it? But again, there's hundreds of these. Hundreds of all of this. Woodstock 420 Expo in Woodstock, New York on April 20th. There you go, if you want to relive the glory days. Where the hell is Washington? Holy shit. A lot of stuff going on in Maryland as well. There's Washington. Man. Should have bookmarked this somehow. In Washington, Seattle, Washington, on April 19th, you can see Tech N9ne in concert. That's probably pretty fucking awesome. The Emerald Queen Casino on 420. Cheech and Chong in Tacoma, Washington. They will be there. You go, I want to check that out. Nevada, a lot of stuff going on. Las Vegas on April 18th, DJ Chucky. Fuck yeah. Space Jesus, Temple of Noom tour. It's going to be Hard Rock Live on the Strip in Las Vegas. On, what is that, the 19th? The 19th also in Las Vegas, at Brooklyn Bowl, Bone Thugs and Harmony. If you're in the Las Vegas area, also on April 19th in Las Vegas, the Chainsmokers are in town. Slightly Stupid, playing 420 at the Joint on April 20th in Las Vegas. Nevada, Oregon, more things going on. The Expendables on 420 are going to be in Bend, Oregon. Obviously, again, potguide.org if you want to check out more events. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 25. Coming up, I have my interview with Aaron from the WeedTube. Check out theweedtube.com on April 20th. Their app comes out. Excuse me, it's a video service. A bunch of cannabis YouTubers that got run through the purge last year on YouTube. They got together, made theweedtube.com. Now they're coming out with an app. I got a chance to talk with Aaron a few days ago, and that is coming up. Again, stonerjesus.net for all information on the show. Thank you all for watching and listening and all that shit. Our Game of Thrones bit with St. Peter, that's coming up during the break, and then my interview with Aaron. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out. We'll see you on 420 on Periscope. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com, K-O-R-L-O-R-420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here from the Stoner Jesus Show. As you may or may not know, every once in a while we like to play pranks on St. Peter. And St. Peter is really big into this Game of Thrones show. I don't really know anything about it, but he likes to watch it. He comes up here at night, apparently, into the studio from his little basement, and he watches the show. And I told him that I could get him an audition to maybe be one of the people, you know, one of the characters on the show. Not a big role, just something where he may be in an episode or two. So I rented this little room, and I gave him this flyer where he would come for the audition. And the person who would be recording him and filming him for the audition was there. And, of course, it was me. And all I had to do was put, you know, those little glasses that had, like, the big nose and the mustache on them? And you put it on there. And I altered my voice a little bit, and he had no idea, of course. I didn't have to do that much. Those of you who have listened to our Undercover Boss segment, when we were on the show Undercover Boss, I really didn't have to do anything for him to think it wasn't me, it was this person who was doing this audition, because Peter's very gullible. So he thought I was doing some kind of audition, and I had him read these. Apparently there was some kind of foreign language in the show called Dothraki. And I basically just gave him a big list of these words and phrases to try to get through. And I think the prank overall went pretty well. Howdy. Howdy.
Yes.
Howdy. Yeah. My name's Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Just stand there. Just stand there. You got your script there?
Yeah, yeah.
Got
the
script
right
there.
I got it right here.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
there
ready.
There you go.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right.
Let's do this.
Now just, Just read. Right. Just read him and try to, you know, really get into the character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, your characters
yeah,
are very, very angry.
That's right.
A very angry character. Just right. Go ahead.
That's right, right.
See what you got.
Ethchumar Chuma Khan Zeko.
Yeah. You're doing good. You're doing good. Just right. Just right along. Just going down the list.
Wait.
And tell us about those phrases in there.
Yeah. Ashalat Atioka Jadi.
Doing great, son. Doing great. Doing great. No, no, it's.
What am I doing? What's going on?
You're close. You're close. No, I need more anger. I need more anger. I need more. See more anger from the character.
Yeah.
Come on, son. Come on. Give it to him. Give it to him.
Koithera Dise Anakas Dos Gosores.
That's right. That's right. You're angry. Your character is angry.
Salia Javadma.
You're almost spitting. These words. Spit them words, boy. Spit them words.
This is Jarokorsias. Me namers ever.
Yes.
Yes.
You are the man, Mr. Peter.
What?
Mr. Peter, you're the man.
It's actually St. Peter. It's St. Peter, but that's okay. That's okay.
That's right.
Awesome.
I'll tell you what right now.
What?
You got the job.
Really?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Peter.
Oh, my God.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God.
On the TV. That's you, son.
I love Game of Thrones.
Way to go.
Oh, my God.
You know that there, Dothraki Baron, anybody?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Stop. All right. Stop. I will see you later.
Thank
you just walk right out that door right there. There you go. And it's fine. It's fine. Congratulations again. Holy crap. What a stupid... I don't even know what any of these words mean. What a stupid motherfucker. I guess the next phase is to see how long he waits to go film his part. He's going to await word, I guess. Maybe we do something. We can turn that into a second prank. That'll be awesome. Well, anyway, that was St. Peter's Game of Thrones audition. He's probably lost in the hallway. So maybe there'll be more to this coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Don't go anywhere.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches. Premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show. On the old video cast, we have Aaron from the WeedTube. We had him on last year with the founding of the WeedTube. Aaron, how are things going?
Can you believe it's been a whole year, Stoner Jesus?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Time flies, as they say. As the
I know.
The old cliche goes. So for people who didn't watch last year, maybe don't know about the founding of the WeedTube or don't know the story of what happened with cannabis YouTubers last year, can you give us a little background on what started happening and what happened to the big cannabis YouTubers and pretty much a lot of cannabis YouTubers early last year?
Yeah, so February of 2018 was a really hard time for YouTubers who were using cannabis legally in their videos. YouTube, out of nowhere, basically with no warning, rhyme, or reason, decided that they were going to purge YouTube of quite a few things, and the cannabis community was one of those things. And it was crazy. If you remember back then, it wasn't like there was any warning or anything, because normally there's a three strike system on YouTube. But they literally would give you, like, for me, for example, I got 14 strikes in 24 hours, which you kind of, you can't, like, that's more than three. So I don't know what to do about that. But yeah, they basically just deleted everybody. And I was so lucky to be in the position of being great friends with a lot of the creators who were deleted. And you know, we were all sitting literally together in a cabin the weekend that these deletions started, and we were working on the WeedTube.com. And at that time we had been working on it for about a month, and the plan for it was for it to become like a Patreon like site basically, for cannabis users. And then when all the deletions started happening that literal weekend, we said, okay, this isn't going to work anymore. We need to reformat this and make a free to use user generated content site to have a safe space for the cannabis community. And then we raised the money to buy the servers in 72 hours, thanks to the amazing community. And we launched that next week on March 1st, 2018.
Wow. So it's been a little over a year. What has the last year been like for you in your life?
I like to say the highest of highs and the lowest of lows would be my answer. Just, you never know what you're going to get every single day, basically. But it's always a roller coaster. I don't know. Crazy. My last year has been crazy. Is that a good answer?
So what is all, I mean, some of the stuff, obviously it's been a year and there's a lot of stuff that's gone on to a year, but what's been involved? I understand you did some moving. Obviously, you know, there's been a lot of stuff gotten together to expand, you know, server space or whatever, and solve some of the technical problems with the WeedTube. So what are some of the major things that have happened over the last year, some of the major milestones?
Sure. So from like launch day to what the site was on launch day and what the site is now are completely different. Almost not a single thing from the original site is still work like enacted on the new site. We've learned so much. The best improvement that I still, you know, I still thank God every day or whoever, the universe every day that we figured this out was the video player. We finally upgraded to this video player, and, you know, it's a little bit more expensive, but we're streaming at Netflix speeds now to any device, which is just fantastic. On top of that, we've had, we took on our first investment. We took a small investment. We had a lot of people offering us millions of dollars, but we decided to not go that route and instead go with what we needed, which was about $150,000 that has been put towards building the app and also launching the app with the biggest possible exposure we can get.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, the app, it's the launch date is coming up. There's a lot of logistics, obviously, that go into an app. And obviously, we live in a world where, you know, just browser-based, computer-based content is not enough with everybody on their phones and their tablets. So tell us a little more about the app and the launch and what people can expect.
Yeah, super excited about the app. I think people can expect a much better than average experience from an first app version comparative to other cannabis apps. So in no way do I think we're going to launch the app and people are going to be like, this is better than YouTube. Obviously not. That's billions of dollars. That's never going to happen. But people will get it and download it and they will say, this works as well, if not better than any cannabis related app that I currently use.
Awesome. So when people if you've downloaded a lot of them,
a lot of them are not that good.
Yeah, it's definitely a rule of thumb for apps in general. Right. So when people get it, what are they going to be able to do? They're going to be able to upload videos, watch videos, stream live. What's going to be some of the capabilities of it?
You will be able to upload videos, although we will always encourage you to use the website, just like YouTube would too. So there's like a maximum amount of video that you can put up through the app, but you can upload through the app. Like for me as an example, like as a creator like that, I would never use the app for that because my videos go through an editing software first. And then, you know, like I don't want to lose any pixels. So it's going through the computer. You know what I mean? Like those of us who are creators understand that you should definitely go through the computer and not the app, but I know that people want that. So we have that on there. The thing we're most excited about is the push notifications, which we think is going to revolutionize the traffic to the WeedTube. Like right now, the way that it works is I'm just going to use myself as a creator again. It's like the analogy here. But if I upload a video to the WeedTube and I want people to go watch it, which I do a lot, I have to post about it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube even to get people to go watch it. Now, once the app comes out, everyone that has the app that is subscribed to me, as soon as that video posts to publicly to the site, they will all get a notification on their phone. Aaron just posted this video. And it's kind of like the classic old days of YouTube when you used to actually get notifications for channels you subscribe to.
I remember that.
Remember those days? The good days? I'm just so excited about that. I think all of, again, like our whole team is all creators. We were deleted. We were those people. So we really had that stuff in mind. And we're just really excited about the post notifications. We think it's going to be next level.
Awesome. So when can people expect the app and when can they be able to get it and where are they going to be able to get it, most importantly?
The Stoner Holiday 420, it's going to be lit.
There you go.
Yep, there you go. And it was the perfect day to wait to because I was like, we need to give people like a day that they're going to be like okay with waiting till. So it was the perfect day.
Awesome. So I guess it's going to be Google Play, Apple, all that stuff, all the regular places people can get apps.
Correct. Yes.
Awesome. So what's obviously you're launching something new, but we always like to look into the future a little bit. Is there anything you tell us about the plans for the WeedTube going forward? Obviously, you know, the internet's a competitive place. There's a lot of noise. As you were just talking about with the push notifications and trying to get people to where you want them to go. What's the future like for the WeedTube and everybody who's created it?
Yeah, so the future of the WeedTube in the long run, the big picture is once we launch the app, we are going to go into immediate just refinery and refining our system. And then my big plan after that is to start sourcing more advertisers that are more mainstream, that aren't necessarily cannabis related. And then we want to start welcoming in those other communities that are being demonetized from YouTube. And welcome them to upload with us as well, because I don't know if you're aware, Stoner Jesus, but you can't actually cuss on YouTube and still be monetized anymore.
Oh, wow. I did
It's that serious. So,
naughty words.
Some of my favorite YouTubers say curse words. So I want them. I want them to come. I want, you know, I want the WeedTube to become the HBO of the internet. And I, you know, its name is the WeedTube now. But so many things in history have outgrown what their name is and then become synonymous with something else. And I truly believe that the WeedTube will grow to be this synonymous place for adult non-porn content.
Awesome. So, Aaron, before we let you go, is there anything you want to tell people out there about your life or people you know or, you know, the WeedTube or anything? The platform is yours.
Yeah, sure. Just really think it's important to note that we are different than a lot of the cannabis related companies out here right now, because we didn't start our business to make millions of dollars. It'd be nice. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even lying about that, but that's not why we started. And that's not why we push forward. And that's not what we're continuing to grow. We believe in community. We believe in the community that helped start us and that we are here because of. So we just want to keep pushing forward as a business with a mentality of using our power or influence or what have you to have a positive change on the rest of the world's opinion on cannabis. This is very important to us.
Sounds good. Awesome. Aaron, the WeedTube 420. is the day. Get the app.
Download the app.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Anytime you got anything else to talk about, just let us know.
For sure. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, ma'am.
Have a good one.
We'll be right back.